Hey folks, this is Van Cleek Cooley.
I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her. And I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy too. A nick and poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. By letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
The dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Valentine's is tender, the one who loves you dearly. He has loved me tender, but the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Back here, Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night, folks. It's Van Cleek Cooley on Van Cleek FM, 88.7 FM, the voice of this here community in Van Cleek Hill. You can hear these radio waves all the way down the hill, almost over to your house, eh, Gilbank?
Oh, yeah, but I live at the top of the hill there, so...
Yeah, true enough. Kind of doesn't count. VanCleekFM.com. You can check it out there. Listen
worldwide.
Wow, worldwide.
Worldwide.
This is a little radio show we do here every week.
We're really big in Japan. Did you know that?
Huge in Japan.
Huge.
Like physically.
Yeah,
physically,
yeah. Huge. We are massive in Japan.
Literally, we're big men in Japan. The show is huge in Japan. Every week on this show, we talk about this and that and the other thing. Tonight on the show, we're going to talk about silly sayings. We brought this up last week in the show. I was listening to last week's show today, Gilbank. On the interwebs.
Wow.
And we talked about it. We said we should talk about silly sayings.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
And it is what it is. That's all you got,
That's
right?
all I got.
it's written
It's right there, written down. The only things I have on this piece of paper.
And... Of course, folks, there are so many silly sayings out there that, you know, like, we all use every day. Like, keep that under your hat. Keep that under your hat.
That's where I keep most things.
What does that even mean, keep that under your hat? You're telling someone a secret?
Yeah, it's got to be a secret. Like, and obviously, I don't know if you do this, but every time I'm told a secret, I write it down on a tiny piece of paper.
And put it under
and
your
hat. And I put
hat.
It under my hat.
Yeah, totally.
That's why I'm always wearing hats.
That's where you put secrets, for sure. Here at Van Cleek FM. 88.7 FM. We're talking about silly sayings this week, and I invite you, the listener, to give us a call and tell us your silly sayings. Just got a Facebook repost by Rodrigo, and he said, I've been saying that since Christ was a cowboy. And there's another one.
Since Christ was a cowboy.
Really? Like, what it... He w- I'm pretty sure...
I don't think he was
Christ
a cowboy.
Christ was not a cowboy. He wasn't a cowboy at all.
I never saw a single picture with Christ with a silly cowboy hat on.
No. Well, no. Do cowboys definitely always wear cowboy hats? Well, you would know.
It's actually a pretty definitive thing. I mean, usually that's like their pride thing.
Okay.
I said, like, well, not pride, like not that kind of pride there, but well, that's sometimes used, but this is a different thing.
I'm spiraling since Christ down. Was a cowboy. So when Jesus Christ was a cowboy, I guess they didn't wear cowboy hats. They didn't have holsters. They didn't have four-tiered shelves in the rooms with belt buckles.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe he was a cowboy. He was like, you know, he liked to roam. He liked to travel. Like did he herd a lot of cattle?
He did. Well, I'm
people.
Well,
maybe people. Not, he herded
he
a lot
herd
of
cattle.
People.
Maybe the cattle did follow as well, but the people, that's who they
people
really
followed him,
spoke
yeah.
about in the Bible. Yeah. We're not going to talk about religion, are we?
Yeah, that's the best thing to do on the radio.
Talk about religion, something very sensitive to people. 613-678-3327, tell me your silly little sayings. Like, we brought this one last week, and this is one I say all the time. Don't do a half-assed job. But what the hell does that mean? Don't do a half-assed job. Like, do a full-ass job?
I have no idea what the orientation in this, but I always try to go into things knowing I'm going to do a full-ass job.
A full-ass job is better than doing a half-ass job.
No, half-ass job. No, it's just like willy-nilly stuff right there.
But at least you're doing half.
You
what
are.
About a no-ass job? Don't do a no-ass job. Try not to do a half-ass job, but do a full-ass job.
Yeah, and if you're going to do a no-ass job, just don't even come near me. Just stay away. I don't even want to have to deal with you.
It wouldn't be good at all to do a no-ass job, and doing a half-ass job is not really looked upon as one of the best things.
No, but you're trying. He tried, but he didn't do a good job. It didn't hit the mark.
What about whispering sweet nothings?
Yeah, that's...
But that's not sweet. What you're saying? What was that? Poop? That's not sweet.
I love
at all.
You, and then I might have like poop might have been an accident.
That's not sweet at all. Actually.
Yeah, you're right. That's not. I'm not very good at whispering sweet nothings.
No, you're not. You're not. Please don't whisper sweet nothings to me. You know what we're talking over right now? We're talking
some
over
jam.
It's called "Hang On" by Link Wray. Link Wray, one of the early jammers. We've already played Rumble by him. Right off the top of the show, we played, as usual, we play a selection of J Dilla stuff. We played Waves, Light My Fire, and we played The Almighty, Far Side, with Passing Me By, and then we're into some Link Ray, this, that, and the other thing. Here on Van Cleek & Cooley, this, that, and the other thing.
There you go.
What does that one
this
mean?
This and that. This and that. That's everything. This and that is every single thing.
And you know, when people say, and I say this all the time, and you know that, don't take this the wrong way. You know you're going to say something rude.
Oh, definitely. And I, you know, no offense, but...
No offense, yeah, yeah, no offense.
What's no offense, mean? But this is going to be really something that's going to piss you off.
Yeah, you're going to take offense to this, so don't take offense to this.
Yeah, pre-warning.
I don't mean anything bad, but I'm going to criticize you right now, is really what it comes down to.
And you just said you say this all the time. You don't actually say this all the time. Like, right in this moment, you're not saying it.
No. Well, come on.
It's a saying, right? It's a saying, you know.
Give me a break, man. Like I said, folks, this is the Van Cleek & Cooley radio show. Heard every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. here at Van Cleek FM, 88.7 FM, the voice of the community. Jean Sarrazin's radio station, run out of the Review Studios, the Review newspaper here at 76 Main Street, Van Cleek Hill. I'm going to fade out here, but I invite you to give me a call. Give Gilbank a call. Say shut up.
You can tell me to shut up. I'll probably just keep talking.
Yeah, you totally will keep
talking. I'm just going to keep talking.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
Yep, I'm just talking.
613-678-3327. Here's the Travel Jam by Brand Nubian.
Rock the house. Reagan. Help me turn it out.
Hey, Gilbank.
I'm just playing the trumpet over here.
That's me on the electric accordion.
Electric accordion.
Do you see me there? I'm playing the guitar.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, okay.
Look at me. I'm Van Cleek Cooley. Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community.
The voice.
Here in Van Cleek Hill, 88.7 FM. Jean Sarazan Radio on the Wheels of Steel. Hey, folks, that's me, Van Cleek Cooley, on the guitar.
I'm just playing the trumpet over here. Yeah, I'm playing the trumpet, too. This is me playing the trumpet. I'm not even using my mouth.
You're fantastic.
I know. It's hard to bend over.
This is The Eye of the Hurricane by Herbie Hancock.
I'm just playing the trumpet over here.
Herbie Hancock, one of the most
hilarious
sample
names.
Yeah. I wasn't going to think about it that way. But one of the most sampled gentlemen on earth. But what I wanted to say is...
I'm just playing the trumpet over here.
Southeastern Pennsylvania transportation authority is what I'm probably on. If I ain't whipping a land throughout your section, my mind's in charm. 9 times out of 10, I rhymes upon the L train within my brain. Fountains over rugged mountains of my terrain. Dig it, I came too far to front, so I'm meditating on how to maintain. Stepped off the city hall until the rain and ran into Miami getting Dame. I mean, I came and we was building on how we could organize the team for this capital game. Being that we in the rap game, it's time to have it all. He said he figured the same. We realized it's a plan and a cream to obtain when the predominant rap conglomerates spark the flame. Hawk the name, the fifth from the ill power hill. At that, he dropped me off within the streets of Southville. We're taking think the killer's living real. Shorties is getting wetted, fulfilling their fantasies to set it. We don't sweat it. By the fifth, you get in a heavy. I pivot through my burrow, giving pounds to the dreaded. At the last spots, I got credit. Could run them down an alphabetic. Go order is sort of pathetic. Yo, I'm living life within a labyrinth of nonsense. It's a consequence of being Philly residents, trying to get it on. The rhythm getting this shit on. The exquisite, I exhibit the shine. Yo, to all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be knowing the time. Come on and push up your lights up. Up your lights up. Up your lights up. For we spark the fire. To all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be knowing the time. Come on and push up your lights up. Up your lights up. Up your lights up. For we spark. Check it out. I walk through this field with M&Ls. Ill die hard soldiers try to make it to roles of generals. Hard headed rugged captains walking head on through action. Turn your zone to closed caption. I bring the skills of wizardry. Treat them Z's with bigotry. So now you see the picture vividly. Seduce your brain from the temple over instrumentals. The fifth chant. You see the exhaust stop, the swift camp. Mannerism is to scan your vision. You see the light, you can't eclipse the sun. We call back the young, but still a strap a gun. That shoot caps, that spook cats, a rap. Song. Now your mic tube across from the dinosaur, where you find a loss. Sickin' thoughts so cold, they sport frost. The M, the illitant, the bad lieutenant, kill your camp. You're now a victim of reality. My personality afflicted for 3 to 5 if convicted. Illicit, because most cats will live corrupted. It ain't no pity in the center city. I'm sick and exquisite, I exhibit the shine. I check it out.
To all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be knowing the time. Come on and push up your lights up. Up your lights up. Up your lights up. For we spark the fire. To all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be knowing the time. Come on and push up your lights up. Up your lights up. Up your lights up. For we spark. Check it out.
Inclined to rap about facts, I never fake that. This shit's real like impacts. 456s, trends and gimmicks. Couldn't face the true audit when I first started. But then few remember this anti-gangster. It's 14 new duals, plain J styles, eternal to the naked eye. Derived from mind states of cold crush tapes and beat breaks. Seduced by means to elevate. Equates my views with the passion. Those matching this intellect identify for like minds.
intertwined, one thought and unison. The exquisite, I exhibit the shine.
To all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be knowing the time. Come on and push up your lights up. Up your lights up. Up your lights up. For we spark the fire. To all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be knowing the time. Come on and push up your lights up. Up your lights up. Up your lights up. For we spark the fire. To all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be knowing the time. Come on and push up your lights up. Up your lights up. Up your lights up. For we spark the fire. To all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be knowing the time. Come on and push up your lights up. Up your lights up. Up your lights up. For we spark. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
You whack MCs, this is dedication to you whack MCs. This is a dedication to you whack MCs and your history. You whack MCs, this is dedication to you whack MCs. This is a dedication to you whack MCs and your history. What a jerk, you need to find rhymes that'll work. You need to desert the rhyming field. Your inertia rhyming yields and stops. My rhyming shield deflects your beauty rhymes. Dispect, so do decline. Any challenge, forfeit because your shit's unbearable, terrible. Sounds like you're sharing flows with Tretch. Let's come to grips, use a drip. Arrogant son of a bitch, none of us is rich. This is my stitch in time, enriching minds and twisting backs with your simplistic raps. I let a little bit of my lyrics leak and lather at my mouth like a mad dog and seek and gather your neck and bite. I just dissect the mic, then correct the type, so don't be sassy. You won't be lasting, chastising. That's why things swing in my favor. Watch your behavior. I cannot stand a whack MC. Step back if you please, don't test me, your history. I cannot stand a whack MC. Step back if you please, and don't test me, your history. Stand a whack MC, so step back if you please and don't test me, your history. I cannot stand a whack MC, so step back if you please and don't test me, your history. You're jealous, overzealous, zealous, spectacular. In fact, you are whack and far beyond, don't be gone. Nope, you get no respect. I pose a threat cause you're whack and weak. In fact, you tried to freak, groove me. It was used before, you need to choose a more appealing sample. I seal and stamp fools like mail. You're quite stale, you might fail. And I know you're paranoid, beware of boy, funky, homo sapien. Monkeys I will make of men, take them into custody. Your style is rusty, plus we hate R&B cause that shit is sorry. That shit's for saps. Just admit your raps, don't cut the mustard. Don't get flustered, cause your skill is null and void and your skull is void empty, senseless, defenseless. I rinse this plague away with typhoons and you die soon. Why swoon when you hear a ballad is what I tell abroad, cause hella fraud, he ain't hella hard. I used to look up, now I wanna cook up your brain like bass and maintain your space, cause I don't care. I cannot stand a whack MC. Stand back if you please and don't test me, your history. I cannot stand a whack MC. Stand back if you please, don't test me, your history.
And once again, back here, 76 Main Street, Vankly Cooley, Vanklik FM, 88.7 FM, Gilbank.
Yeah.
What's going on? Any silly oddball sayings?
Nope, I'm done with them.
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Two, what bush?
I don't get that one.
Well, it's like...
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. I guess if you want to have a bird in your hand.
Or maybe, it's got to be about eating, right? But it's stupid because maybe you're just a really shitty hunter. Maybe.
I guess so.
Yeah, because it's better to have one in your hand, you already got it, instead of just like, oh, look, there's two over there.
I'll throw this bird in my hand.
Maybe if I throw this bird at the other birds. But it doesn't make any sense. Like, why? Maybe if you're a good hunter and you can get the other two, you can have three birds in your hands.
It's really odd. Another bush one.
This is my favorite.
That's right. Another bush one. Don't beat around the bush. Because we all know what that means is, you know, not getting to the point.
Yeah.
You know, not really getting and saying what you want to say. You're beating around the bush.
I guess that's like what I picture is a guy with a stick walking around a bush, just hitting it, while someone's standing there waiting for an answer about something important.
Like, hey, don't beat around the bush.
Am I adopted? Well, hold on. Let me get this stick and I got to hit this bush over here.
Yeah, I guess so. Am I adopted? Well, hold on a second. I'm really busy. I got to beat around this bush. I don't know why that is, but...
Take a fly swatter and hit this houseplant.
Now, we've all heard, okay, you know, like getting ready for something. Put your best foot forward, Rod Gilbank. Best foot forward. But, I mean, what does that mean? Is that like part of... Like,
do you have a better foot?
Well, yeah, everyone has a foot they take off
with. The one, yeah. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, if you're putting that one forward all the time, maybe it's not your best. Like, it's just your everyday foot. Start with your everyday foot.
I think you're confusing this now.
I don't get it.
Your best foot forward. Well, like, would you not always put your best foot forward?
Well, yeah, I guess so. That does make sense. You would want to do that because otherwise you might fall.
Okay, make sure you don't put your good foot forward. Like, no one's ever going to say that.
Don't put your bad foot forward.
Yeah. How about Gilbank? You are barking up the wrong tree. Like,
which is weird because I don't speak dog.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And why would you speak dog up a tree?
I'm gonna bark up a tree. What's the point? Like, that means, oh, hold on. That actually means like, yeah, you don't want to find something out, right? Isn't that what it is? You're trying to hide something, or you're just maybe
you're barking up the wrong tree?
Yeah.
No, you're asking the wrong person. You're talking to the wrong person. You're talking.
Usually that's a lie though.
You're barking up the wrong tree,
yeah,
Gilbank.
You're barking up the wrong tree. I don't believe you when you say that. I feel like I'm probably talking to the right person.
Really?
That's not really what to do with the saying. It's just I watch too many movies, and I think that's one of those things the bad guy says. You're barking up the wrong tree.
You've watched a lot of movies, man.
Yeah, well, a lot of bad regular cinema movies, not these good hipster underground ones that you like.
Me, that I like. Yeah, that I like. I like hipster movies. How about Two Sheets to the Wind? Have you ever heard that one before? Two Sheets to the Wind.
I have. That's like you're really like usually you're really drunk.
You're done. You're hammered. You're tired.
But I don't get it at all. What's the sheets in the woods? I mean, wind.
The wind.
Maybe they're going to end up in the woods.
What's the three sheets around a beating bush? Like, I don't get it. No, but Three Sheets to the Wind or Two Sheets to the Wind, that also doesn't make sense. Folks, if you know what any of these sayings actually mean, or if you have a saying and you can explain it to us, like the one that, you know, I use this all the time. Gilbank, you use it all the time. I use it on you all the time. Don't do a half-assed job. What does that mean? Why half-assed? Why does half-assed mean... You know, like not good enough. Why? Like it sounds like it's not good enough, but what makes a full ass sound good? You know what I mean? Well, that's where it's kind of saying. It's implying
a full ass would be better, and a no ass is bad. It's just not doing anything.
Like I've never heard anyone say like don't do a no ass job. Ever.
How about this one?
What's that?
How about don't go throwing rocks when you live in a glass house?
Yeah, don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that.
That one, yeah, it's a stupid, I guess, metaphor for, you know, like, if you're not good enough, or sorry, if you got things to hide, don't be trying to, you know, I can't really say it right now, but don't be
we're not on radio or anything.
No, don't throw glass at,
rocks.
You know, houses with beating around bushes.
You can throw pieces of glass at houses made of rocks.
Pieces of glass. Houses.
That's probably not going to do any damage.
No, and you're probably going to cut your hands too.
Yeah. And piss off whoever owns a castle.
Yeah. What about kill two birds and get stoned? Is that the one?
Yeah, you get burned, stoned, yes.
Really? Is that the one?
I actually don't know what that one is.
613-678-3327. This is the Van Cleef Coulee Radio 2 hour here every Wednesday night, 8 till 10. My name is Sean Cooley. I'm new to Van Cleef Hill. been
kill
here.
Kill two birds with one stone. I cut you
kill,
off.
Kill two birds.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I just did that by helping you.
Yeah, I guess that means kind of getting two things done in one foul swoop.
Exactly.
One foul swoop.
What?
What makes it foul?
It's offside. Like, it's a sports metaphor, maybe.
I guess so. Here's some Red Man. Time for some action.
Street and off block to turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. Cause Reggie Noble's piss, I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause you couldn't maintain the funk to have it rap style for lunch, chump. Cause 92, I take a whole crew, give them a put to the book, not all of them go too loose. I'll show you what type of stuff I'm on, you can't pump or slip it, because I was born with it. The Funkadelic Devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, you pin. I get action, so everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot, some say I got more juice than Tupac.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother, I'm laughing.
time for some back, yeah.
From the land of the lost, I'ma hit you with the funk force that make you run your rap style back to the crack style, brother. They strike the pose like Madonna. My mom's kicked me out because I did what I want. The original P-Funk chomped up a chunk of funk in your skull caps, cause my jaw snaps with the raw rap. So color me bad plus color me black for the funk that I pack. Yeah, freak it to the funk track.
The funky fly stuff.
Come on and let me kick
the funky fly stuff.
Just to show you where the hell I come from, I get done with the 1, 1, 2. Check my raps on my hip when I have sex.
Like this.
Make you twist to the mist of a funky brain cell when it's pumped on the slip and all that, the hi-hat. Go by that, listen, look, oops, brother, where your eyes at? They on the floor, kick them up while I pour a little funk on your brain pump. Listen to my name, Trump.
Red man, ready to rock.
I got a Glock, then pow! Your body is all over the block trying to step to this. The exorcist, kick it. I get mad wicked when twin cock the biscuit and blow your head off just for asking who's the one rap who pow.
Time for some rap shit.
Not going for the okie doke. Believe that. His squad's definitely in the house.
In the house.
For the brothers that don't be knowing. What's up? Word is bomb, I gotta show him the flavor. Back to the funk track. Like Black Sheep, my man, you say, who's the red man? Where's the red man? I kill, I smother, I get down with the
red.
Yo, chill, G. Chill, lot. Sober, man. Yo, you don't gotta say no more. It's sober.
Check it. Seen it, I heard it, maybe, probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, time to vocalize. Dig it. You look through the window, tell me what you see. The M. Illitan School of Philosophy. Where the games get dealt with mental velocity. Connect my sentences and thoughts like apostrophes. You represent hypocrisy, it ain't no stopping me. Until I fulfill my term of my prophecy. My attitude is scarred by this inner city urban. Illidolo stress on my brain just like a turban. Who get grazed by the bullet? Triggers who quick to pull it. The anti Islamic extortioner. You're the forfeiter, unfortunately. So you two wanna jip me. I cause humidity, so come and get me. I'm simply the cat to lay back. I chill and watch you. This I
Silent Ninja, intent to injure, now I got you. Sanity was lost, so now I found insane. I'm thinking streets to jeeps, hours, days to weeks. I even speak to geeks, I hope my fortune is sweet. I'm discreet in the street, but that's just the way I play though. I lay low, but over your head just like a halo. Hell's angel, these thoughts you cannot untangle. When I drop jewels, the ends they wear it like a bangle. Check it out one time for your mind like that. If you've seen it or heard it, maybe, probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, my verdict's no alibis. If you've seen it or heard it, maybe, probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, no verdicts, no alibis. Dig it, look into the window, tell me what you see. Lieutenant University of Philosophy. Well, you're not possibly escaping what I'm meditating. A shackle of thought, tackle you while I'm educating. Your dome resonating from inhalation of darkness as I spark the smartness for which you're waiting. Situating me at the top of the pile. Wild Delaware vow, Pennsylvanian subterranean style. Step up into my crevice and taste the medicine of the champagne. King like Evelyn, leaving your level in sabotage. It's all camouflage. Like the devil in guns and coke peddling, Olympic medal and flashback. That over war veteran blast that. The programmer bringing lashes cross your back. Awesome accuracy of a brainwash. Bosnian troop that swooped down through your roof without sound. On a lyrical nat turn a mission. Reacting off of intuition. Continuously alert, no intermission. If your ears hurt, you shouldn't listen. That mean you artificial in my style of poison. Your brain tissue getting maimed and crippled once the gamma rays hit you. My grain's habitual and I should never go against the ritual. I've been mastering ever since. I was among the flavor youth, remain sharper than a saber tooth. My deliverance is self-evident. Vital lyrical science. Now, see if you've seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I'll admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth, cause I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, no verdicts, no alibis. If you've seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth, because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, time to vocalize. Who knows what you snorted, or who support what you recorded. But don't get it distorted in this orbit you're reported. This authentic source, this shit's imported, exported. Styles that get sported, my paragraphs aortic for whole. The illest medley lock you in a chokehold. Illa del epilogue, top league, plush plus in vogue. Slice tongues from your area code. Student of life that's on the rugged exterior mode. Blind a devil with the bold black and gold shine. I walk the thin line and hold mine. Let the people respond, it's mine, detect mine. Swine decline, let the power refine. Build like it's 1999. In this day and time, the reptilian roam the sextillion ton. Your Armageddon Guan come from the sun. Untouchable cuts to sun. Clutchable for some to overstand. So y'all sit back and wonder, damn. I like to take this time to tell you who I am. Original man, Black Thought, aka Lieutenant. Malik B, you be the immilitant. Known to vanish in the atmosphere. We up there like birds like Stratus. If you seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise and no alibi. So if you seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, time to vocalize. We got no alibi.
And welcome back. Gilbank and Cooley here in Bankley Cooley. 88.7 FM, the voice of the community here at Bankley FM. So we're talking about silly sayings.
Silly, silly sayings.
Bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. Like, we already covered that one. That's kind of just, it, I guess, unless you're a bird hunter by hand, it doesn't really make much sense. Which one, like when we were off air there,
so
what
I got
did
one
you
for
say?
You.
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time.
In the nick of time.
Yeah. So I don't know if maybe this is referring to someone named Nick and he was really timely.
Yeah.
Or like a nick is usually like you would just nick something off a piece of a piece of wood and it's a small bit.
Could be.
So I mean, it's a small bit of time. So you're just in the nick of time.
Just a little nick. A nick of time.
Yeah. But that's, nobody measures time.
How many nicks of time does it take me to get from here to there?
Yeah. That's very similar to saying, I'll be back in a jiffy.
Back in a jiffy. Yeah, totally.
Fun fact, jiffy actually is a measured amount of time.
No.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's Google,
not.
You can Google that
it
one,
is
sir.
Not. It is a jiffy.
A jiffy is, I believe it's a portion of a second.
Folks, I'm really sorry. Gilbank makes things up here. It seems like he's just making things up.
This is random, but I used to do these little video shows for YouTube. And one time I actually did make reference to back in the jiffy, and I looked it up and I explained it. And yes, it really is a measurement of time. I'm not kidding.
Really?
A jiffy. It's a portion of a second, so it's less than a second.
How? Like, what portion of a second?
I don't remember, but it was like a tenth or a hundredth of a second.
So is there a jiffy of an hour then?
Maybe.
I just got to shake my jiffy?
Well, that's a whole different topic.
What about, like you said when we were off the air there, what about food for thought?
A little food for thought here. Mm. Like making you think. Here's some education for your brain.
Yeah, we all know what it means, food for thought. Here's some food for thought for you, and then you come out with some sort of explanation or thought.
Yeah,
or whatever,
like rocket science.
But food for thought, I guess your brain is hungry?
Yeah,
food,
yeah, my
for
brain.
Thought. I'm going to feed
everyone
your brain.
Says, everyone does say, knowledge is there's the pursuit of knowledge always happening.
What?
Except for me.
Say again, what do people say?
That's what people say.
What do these people say?
There's always a pursuit for knowledge.
Who says this, Gilbank?
Me. I did right now.
Really?
Well, yeah, you can rewind it and play it. I did.
You did, yeah. Gilbank always says there's a big pursuit for Snickers or
for
something.
Knowledge. Snickers. Snickers. Farce.
Jiffy.
I'll be back in a jiffy. I have a pursuit for Snickers. Jiffy. Maybe that's why they call it Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube? Oh, that's actually... Yeah.
Or maybe it was a guy named Jiffy. Who knows?
What about biting the bullet? Got to bite the bullet on this one, Gilbank.
Oh, that's that's the wartime reference, right? So like you're going to take a lot of pain, so you're going to bite onto the bullet while they like cut off your leg because it needs to be amputated or whatever.
I thought you just filled someone full of like cognac when you were going to cut off their leg.
I think you do that too, but then you give them a bullet to bite on. I've watched a lot of movies and I figured this one out. Because they bite on bullets. There's bullets with like teeth marks in it in museums and stuff.
Really?
Yes.
In Van Cleek Hill again, right?
Yeah.
The Jiffy Museum.
The Van Cleek Hill Museum.
What about break a leg? Break a leg, Gilbank.
Break a leg. That's because dancers are usually told to break a leg because they have weak knees. Right?
Again, you're making things up, right?
That one's totally made up.
Really?
I know what break a leg really is because you don't want to wish them luck, so you tell them something bad to happen.
Go hurt yourself.
Go hurt yourself, because if I say do a good job, it's gonna suck.
Some of these sayings just don't make any sense, folks. Give us a call. Try to straighten some of them out for us. What about burying the hatchet? Tell me what that means. I know what it means. I want you, the listener, to be a caller.
They have no idea.
613-678-3327. The first caller through now gets a 4-pack of Bose Lug Tread. Come down and see me or Gilbank down at the brewery.
I will serve you myself. I'll even drink some samples with you.
You're going to actually pour the beer into the bottles?
Yeah.
Cap them yourself. I could do that.
Cap them with a hand capper there.
Yeah.
And we'll drink some samples and have a merry old time.
A merry old time. There's another one. What does that mean? I guess being merry is having a great old time.
It's yabba dabba doo, something like that. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, we'll have a gay old time.
Did you ever watch that show?
I did watch the Flintstones.
Really? Just over the last couple of days, my son's been YouTubing Family Guy and Simpsons episode. It's actually very good. I'm not sure if it's actually by Family Guy and the Simpsons. But right at the end of it, they go to court over there's an argument about what beer is better, Duff beer or Pawtucket beer, where Peter works. Yeah. And who's the judge? Fred Flintstone. And he says, actually, I think both of your beers are a copycat as compared to my Dino beer or whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
It's like, they are from there. Yeah, they're both from there. And it was actually a really good episode. You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't.
Really
have
funny.
To look that up.
A lot of funny things went down.
I think that was made by the makers, because I believe that was advertised.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I've never...
You just got television, didn't you? At your house?
Yeah.
So you're new to the world of television.
We just got a clicker box.
Yeah.
Hooked it up.
You have the remote that's still like attached with a long cord.
You don't remember those days, do you? I totally remember those days. And you know what? My dog ate mine. It was a terrible day in the Cooley family. Yeah. Hey, Gilbank, I've got a little present for you.
Hold on. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
That was way more than a jiffy. Got a little present for you and the listener. Cooking with Cooley from last week.
Yes.
Did some editing. Here it is. Cooking with Cooley on Van Cleek FM. The voice of the community here in Van Cleek Hill. Van Cleek FM. 88.7 FM.
And now, Cooking with Cooley.
Hey, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in again this week to Cooking with Cooley. I'm going to make a little dish in the microwave for you. I'm going to turn it on here. I'm going to warm up some milk, and then I'm going to walk over to the refrigerator. And for all you people listening to Van Cleek Cooley at home, this week we will not have any problems. I'm going to stir this up here. I'm just going to stir this up a little bit. Everything will work out well, folks. Everyone's going to get a free treat. I am making a smoothie here this week at Van Cleek Cooley. Folks, come on in the door at 76 Main Street. Everyone get... Gilbank, watch the... Gilbank!
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 While the baby make a slide, but mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree, my right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Woo. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Yeah. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. Yeah. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss, but I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
Right.
Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man,
the cuss hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real. Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Yeah. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Just listen to the focus song as I rock on, and that word is born. I'm not playing. Everybody, just cool it. This song is dedicated to the one and only. Never be another. He was my brother. Trouble T-Roy. It's like that, y'all.
Shaky like jello, and you better know where you're from, or you might catch the blast to your sorry ass. Cheer, and the gang banging that got me in a slum, so I gotta be with it. Fuck the drum, down for the hood, holding my own, living it up. Cause one day I'll be gone. Cheer, not a shit done hit the fan. 14-year-old nigga headed for the can. Blame it on the world, cause everybody's bugging. Can I get help? Cause a nigga's struggling. Stand and fight as I mack your ass once. Good night. A nigga like me'll keep mugging. Can I get help? Cause a nigga's struggling. I guess it's back to the same old shit. Grab the gap, then I make another hit. Pagans just ain't friendly. Can't get a job at motherfucking Wendy's. Gotta go out and test my skills. A brother gotta kill to bring home the bills. It ain't the way I was born, the way I grew up. That gets what's yours and don't even give a fuck. So nigga, give me what's mine and get on. Punk, you know the routine is the same as song. So don't snip, fool, or get caught. Riggedy raised in Compton was the way the eight was taught. Getting my poppers, beating the coppers. This brother gotta have the ends. I won't stop the putting in motherfucking work. I gotta have the ends, cause I'm down for the dirt. Cause a nigga struggling. Shit. That's how it go down, you know what I'm saying?